بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم. In the previous ayat, in Alam Tara and in Surah Al-Ilaf Quraysh, Allah Ta'ala spoke of His great favors upon the Quraysh and that they should accordingly respond and turn to Allah Ta'ala and make the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. What great favors Allah had bestowed upon them, Allah discussed there, and in return they did not obey the commands and they did not support the Rasul of Allah which Allah had sent from amongst them. So in this surah now, Allah Ta'ala explains those certain qualities which they had, bad qualities which deprived them of this. Similarly, and this is a lesson for us that we should also see if we have certain bad qualities within us, we get deprived of the bigger things. It's not just that a person does wrong and goes wrong in his life, but it is other smaller things what we regard as small, but they are big also. If we do those things, then the other things also fall in place. Though we don't condemn, we don't encourage, but just as an example, a person hasn't got a matric certificate and further in his life he can't go forward. So the basic thing he did, he got his matric certificate, he can do many other things in life. Just like that, his basic qualities a person has, Allah opens, and these are the real things. No matric certificate or anything else of this dunya can give us that position by Allah, but these are the qualities that Allah speaks about, that if we have them in us, Allah opens up new avenues for us and great, great heights Allah Ta'ala opens for us. In the surah, Allah Ta'ala has discussed, it is a comparatively a short surah also, which we read commonly in our namaz also. But the lessons are so great and the principles which are outlined here are so great that it is so comprehensive that for every aspect of our life it covers everything. And if a person pays attention to this, when we read the surah and we pay attention to the meaning of it, our whole lives will be corrected. For one is our aqidah. That is the most important, our beliefs, our aqaid. If our aqaid are right, then our lives will also become right. And it isn't just to have the correct aqidah, it is to have the yaqeen on that also. And more than that also, it must be in front of us all the time. So the first thing Allah Ta'ala discussed here is about the day of judgment. That if a person has got that aqidah, that the one day is going to come and there will be justice done on that day. Every matter between me and my wife, between my children, between the employer and the employee, between everyone, between partners, there will be complete justice. That basic thing, it regulates a person's whole life. A person's life will change just by that yaqeen coming correct and it being in front of him that today I'm doing this, I'm saying this to this person, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, what will be my position in front of Allah? And by that, if a person corrects his life, then it changes his whole life. The other is the correction of our a'mal. That when we have the yaqeen, that on our actions we are going to be rewarded. Like Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali gave a very beautiful example. He says that many people are not so inclined to making dua. If we also think, we don't really take out time for dua. And he says the reason for that is, it seems to us that we are asking and we are not getting what we are making dua for. We are making dua, but we are not getting. But he says the reality of the matter is Allah definitely accepts duas. And Allah gives it in different forms. Like for example, a person is ill himself, family is ill, any other problem, financial problem, whatever it might be. And he's making lot of duas, but it's not getting sorted out. But Allah is giving him tawfiq of making dua, for example. And more he's making dua. That dua is a great ni'mat, but we don't regard it as a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. If we get shifa, we will be happy. But that tawfiq of dua is such a great ni'mat. Oh, Allah gave us tawfiq of making 2 rakats of namaz. of reading tasbih, of making zikr, these are the real great things. So Allah Ta'ala definitely gives. So similarly, yeah, also, with if we have these qualities within us, then Allah Ta'ala gives us more greater things. And of our deen especially, and that is what is, what are the real, Allah give us that yaqeen. Otherwise, after dying, everyone will have that yaqeen. But if we have it, yeah, now. And also in the surah, on those things will be good governance also. How to govern a society, a community, a country, it is based also on these principles. Feeding the poor, looking after the orphans, looking after the widows, the downtrodden, the weak people, that is good governance. When those basic things are there, or these are the principles, all the other laws will also fit in, and that country will also have wonderful and absolute good order within it. Like, for example, to some extent, for in our days, social governments. Though there are other aspects we don't agree with, but helping all the people in difficulty. A baby is born in the family, they come and help the government. A person is ill, terminally ill, they come and help. This was all except what Hazrat Umar radiallahu had initiated, and in a Muslim government, that is what is supposed to be there. That is, the principles of those are also discussed in the surah. And then to have a good home, running of a good home. Not only the society and the country, but even our homes, how to run them correctly. The principles of that are also discussed in the surah. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the surah and to then practice also accordingly. And when we read it in namaz, that we read it also with that concentration. The other aspect, the second aspect in the surah is the condition of our namazes. That a person, his namaz, there must be concentration. If there is, then the surah also we will concentrate on it. And then these things will come into our lives. So there are very great lessons in the surah for all of us to learn, and more than that, to practice upon and bring within us. May Allah give us all tawfiq. These are great, great treasures that Allah is giving us in the Quran Sharif. May Allah let us take these treasures, these pearls, diamonds, rubies, and bring them within our lives.